Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom, Klaf of Aleph, and looking at Simon Zion. Kishatzibur Kara Makriya Shema, Chayv Likaris Imohem Posuk Rishon, Afal Pishak Kvar Koro. So even if I davened already, I already said Kriya Shema beforehand, and I've been Makabel Omach HaShemayim and done everything that Kriya Shema is supposed to do, and now I'm standing in the shul, and there's another minion, and the tzibur gets the Kriya Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Samachay Sifbeis, that when the tzibur gets the Kriya Shema, the person who's standing there is mechuyev to say Kriya Shema together with the tzibur, even though he already said Kriya Shema himself. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, because it's a question of Derech Eretz, it's not Derech Eretz that the tzibur should be standing there and being Mekabel Omach HaShemayim, and I am not joining them in this act of being Mekabel Omach HaShemayim. We said before in the previous klal that we will interrupt in Pesukei Dezimra, that's the maskana of the halacha, we will interrupt in Pesukei Dezimra to say Shema, the pasuk of Shema together with the tzibur and Baruch Shem. However, during Birchas Kriya Shema, we do not interrupt. What a person should do is a person should sort of chant the words that he's saying with the same nigan as if he'd be saying Shema together with the tzibur. So it'll look like he's joining the tzibur. Now, how much do you have to say? So you should say the first pasuk, and the Mishnah Berurah adds and Baruch Shem. So that's Mikra Adin. It's it would be appropriate to read not only the first pasuk but all three paragraphs of Shema. And he will get the reward of learning. He's learning Torah. If a person is going to be perceived that he is separating himself out from the tzibur is undertaking to praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah gives example of saying Tila David. So I'm not davening mincha now, I daven mincha ready, I'm davening mincha later, I'm standing where they're davening mincha, and they're saying Ashrei, I should say Ashrei with them. If they're saying Aleinu, after davening, I should say Aleinu with them as well, because that's the set of Derech Eretz. Even though I've already davened, or I'm going to daven later on, so it doesn't make a difference. It shouldn't look like a Derech Eretz issue that I am not joining the tzibur when they're doing that. By Yifresh Menat Tzibur, a person should not be perceived to be that he is separating himself out from the rest of the tzibur in this act of giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A few points over here. One question which comes up, if a person is davening a little bit more slowly than everybody else, and they get to Aleinu, so should a person skip to Aleinu to be able to say Aleinu with the tzibur? And the answer is no. The point over here is it should not look like he's not joining the tzibur, but he's davening, so he doesn't look like he's being distinct from the tzibur. He's clearly davening, him by davening other words, but he's clearly joining the tzibur in the act of davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't have to skip in his davening to be able to say Aleinu together with the tzibur. Kriya Shema is an act of Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. It's a little more chomer. The tzibur is actively being Mekabel Omach HaShemayim, so that's why we will interrupt Sukkot HaZimra to say Kriya Shema, or at least the first pasuk, together with the tzibur. But that doesn't apply to the other types of Shevach. As long as I'm being Osek in Tefillah, that is sufficient. Not every person is learning, and it's going to be distracting for him to interrupt his learning to say Aleinu or to say Ashrei. So Mikra Din, a person is Isaac in his limud, he's not mechuyev to interrupt to say these things together with the tzibur. But to say Shema together with the tzibur, a person should do so again because this is a more chamadik issue because the tzibur is being makabel omach hashamayim. Rosh Zalman says based on that it's a question of being makabel omach hashamayim. So when the tzibur gets to the Shema, which we say in Karbonis, and there's 10 people saying that Shema together, am I mechuyev to join them? So he says, well, it's not an act of Kabbalah Omach HaShemayim. They're saying the Klai Yisrael is fortunate that we have the opportunity to do this. We're not actually doing it now. We're not being mekabel lecha shemayim. So Shlomo Zalman says a person does not need to say Shema together with the Tzibur at that point in time. Shema by Hutzah Sefer Torah. Similarly, the Shema in the Kedusha of Musaf, even though we interrupt Pesukim Zimra to say the Pesukim of answering to Kedusha, but Shema is not a Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim, and it's not really part of Kedusha either. So the same way we don't say the intermediary parts of Kedusha during Pesukim Zimra, so he argues that you would not say that Shema either. All of that is considered something which is it's not now. However, there's this other element of saying together with the Tzibur something which is an act of praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Shema is not less than saying Aleinu or Ashrei. So therefore, in a situation where a person doesn't have a reason to prevent him from saying with the Tzibur, he should do so. So if you have a Tzibur saying the Shema of Trebonis, or the Shema of Tzor Sefer Torah, so even though he davened already, or he's davening later, and he's not davening with the Tzibur, he would say the Pasuk of Shema together with them. The Nafkamina is of a person's learning. So a person's learning, so he does not need to interrupt his learning for those Pesukim of Shema, but for the Pasuk of Shema of Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim, a person should interrupt even when he's learning. Have a good day.